right, Free for All Friday continues. 877-310-9966. We'll fit them in around the edges. We've got Markeen in the great state of Georgia checking in. Markeen, how are you today?
Just wonderful, Jeff. I know I've got a short time, so I'm going to try to make it brief. I've been in touch with Jeff Currier, and I've given him a ton of information. And it all deals with everyone's so afraid they're going to steal the election. They're not going to steal it. They're going to stop it. And I've been giving him information since August. And if you want your staff to call me back, or you can call me back, you've got my number, I can give you all the details.
How are they going to stop it?
Sir?
How are they going to stop it? Be quick here.
Declaring a national emergency. But that's not what I'm calling about. The other thing I want to talk to you about that we need to do is we need to get the woke people aware of the other networks that are on air, because they all see CNN and all that. If we can get them to start watching, they need to do, we need to do what Biden's campaign did. They put an ad on Newsmax, and we're allowed to do the same thing on their networks. The SEC rules allow that. We need to start putting ads on the public stations so they can.
Well, we can do that. We can put ads wherever we want. And there's some brand new ads about the border and about the death of Lincoln Riley that are important. Markeen, thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. I got to jump, but I will tell you this. Never in American history, not during the Civil War, not during World War I, World War II, or at any other time of calamity were elections ever stopped in America. If they do it this time, it'll be the first time ever. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Dale in Michigan, you're the last guy for this little segment. What's on your mind?
Hey, we have Free Fall Friday at my place, me and five other Vietnam veterans. So we listen to Trump, obviously.
Yeah.
And we love his theme song with Lee Greenwood. Well, last night we're all kind of figuring out about Trump or Biden. So we think that Pink Floyd should be comfortably numb. Should have had his theme song for that when he walked into the Congress. And our vice president should be brain crazy by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, no, anyway, I like that. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me.
Yeah,
I like that. I greatly appreciate that, Dale. I got to jump. Good answer. Tim Walberg's next.